Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Redmen TV and your latest edition of Redmen Bite Size. It is Wednesday, the 20th of March. My name is Dan Club. I'm here to run you through all the latest news relating to Liverpool Football Club as ever. And there's one big breaking news story, of course, and that is Liverpool can confirm the appointment of Richard Hughes as the club's new sporting director, a post he will take up at the end of the 23-24 season. The 44-year-old will join the Reds after leaving his role as technical director at AFC Bournemouth, where he enjoyed a decade of successful stewardship on the South Coast club's football operation. Hughes will officially take over responsibilities at the Axis Training Centre on June the 1st in advance of the 24-25 campaign, having been appointed by Michael Edwards, who was recently named Fenway Sports Group CEO of football. The pair had previously worked together during Hughes' playing career at Portsmouth. In total, the former Scotland international made more than 300 career appearances, operating predominantly as a midfielder for Portsmouth and Bournemouth. Commenting on his new position with Liverpool, Hughes told the club's website, "I'm incredibly proud to be offered this opportunity. Liverpool FC is a unique club and I'm grateful to be given the chance to serve in this capacity. People will rightly talk about the rich history this organisation can boast, but it is the present and the future which really excites me. Jurgen Klopp is leading an outstanding team and squad, and alongside that, the commitment to young players and their pathway to the first team is also outstanding. I'm fully aware of the expectations and responsibilities that come with taking this position. It will be my job working with Michael Edwards and leading the football operations team already in place, plus the wider staff at the AXA Training Centre, to make good decisions. That's really what the job entails. You have to make the kind of good decision which enhance the prospects of having a team that wins and excites the supporters. It's what Liverpool have done well for a very long time, and the benefits are there for everyone to see." The statement goes on to say, "The appointment of Hughes is the first significant decision made by Edwards since assuming the newly created position of FSG CEO of football. Restructuring the club's football leadership falls under his purview, as does the oversight of day-to-day on-pitch activity." And reacting to the announcement, Michael Edwards himself has said, "I'm delighted Richard has agreed to join us in this vitally important position. I've known him for half my life in professional and personal capacity, and he is absolutely someone who embodies the best value of Liverpool FC. I trust him completely. His outstanding judgment and a track record of making smart decisions which benefit the organisations he represents. Both Richard and I are aware of the weight of responsibility that come with working in this capacity for a club such as this. The fact he is excited and energised by the challenge ahead is important. It is clear that Jurgen will leave a legacy to build upon, and in Richard we have the right person to make the key decisions and offer the leadership to take us forward into a bright future. As one very successful chapter will come to a close for Liverpool in the summer, the objective of everyone here is for another one to begin. And with Richard, I am confident we have the right person in position for us to achieve this aim." All that comes from the club's official website, of course. Michael Edwards and Liverpool's soon-to-be sporting director Richard Hughes speaking about the appointments. And, you know, just for what it's worth, I think it's a really smart appointment, to be honest. I think getting Michael Edwards back in situ was smart to begin with. And this is his first, as mentioned in the article, his first appointment in his new role. And I think the fact they've worked together, they've clearly got a good relationship, they've clearly got a complete understanding and a trust in how each other work, I think it makes a lot of sense. And I mean, the fact that Michael Edwards is, for all intents and purposes, appointing someone to what was formerly his role, and we often laud Michael Edwards for being best in class and very much the gold standard of what he did. He's going to want to get a very similar type person in there, somebody he believes can also emulate the success he had. So I see it being a really shrewd appointment. A little bit of joined up thinking as well from Liverpool, which can go a long way. So yeah, I'm delighted with it, to be honest. I think it's smart. I think it makes sense. I think it works. I think it stands us in good stead for this new dawn that's upon us, because, you know, it's going to be a bit of a sea change in the summer, managerially, of course. There'll be a few transfers to sort out. There's contracts to be resolved, of course there is. So getting people in situ, getting people in the building and getting these positions filled and these vacancies boxed off is absolutely imperative as quickly as possible, because it needs to happen. So yeah, I'm delighted with this. And in terms of Hughes' credentials and expertise, I'm not massively aware. I'm more aware than I was a few weeks ago. I've spoken to a few different people now, and his track record's a good one. He's definitely left Bournemouth in a better place than what he was when he found it, when he took the role there. So yeah, it feels like a very good fit, and it feels, again, if Edwards trusts him, if Edwards thinks he's the right man for the job, we've all just kind of got to get behind that and let it be. And one of his first ports of call will be attempting to appoint Xabi Alonso, or whoever the new manager may well be. Obviously contracts to be resolved as well, as I mentioned. So yeah, a lot happening, a lot in the in-tray to begin with, but he feels like a very professional, very impressive man, very impressive person with a very decent CV behind him. So it does feel like it's a good fit, and it does feel like Liverpool are getting down to business now. And, you know, long overdue as well, because we were definitely looking at a position whereby we might be getting into April, possibly even May, without having these people in place. But that's no longer the case now. So yeah, positive times. On Alonso as well, there's not really been massive movement on it. Fabrizio Romano's been speaking once again, and he references the fact that it could be a fight between Liverpool and Bayern Munich for the signature of Xabi Alonso this summer, which I think we're all half expecting now. Bayer Leverkusen's CEO has been speaking about it as well. He said that he envisages Xabi staying at the club, but I guess he's kind of got to say that. So it doesn't scare me necessarily. And Howard Webb also spent a little bit of time speaking last night. He spoke to Michael Owen on that mic'd up programme, and the VAR audio came out from the Doku tackle on Alexis Mac-Allister as well, and they were basically trying to justify it as being a fair tackle and a good decision not to award a penalty, which remains utterly insane to me. There was words used like that Mac-Allister came into Doku's space, both players were going in high for the ball, and that Doku clearly got the ball first. There was clear contact. None of the above, I believe, to be the case. And some of the above doesn't even make that much sense. So, yeah, just a saving the other guy's back exercise, it felt like a little bit. And it's a frustrating listen, because there's actually a moment in the VAR audio whereby it feels like the assistant VAR isn't quite sure that they're getting the decision right. And he tries to intervene, but he's pretty quickly shut down, and they're pretty quickly told to move on. It's check complete, and there's nothing to see here. So, yeah, not a great listen. Doesn't make me feel any better about the non-award of the penalty, if truth be told. But, yeah, annoying. And just finally, news vice, Fabrizio Romano has also been speaking about Johan Bakayoko, and he said there's nothing concrete yet for the PSV forward, but it is likely that he will consider his options in the summer. He has been linked to Liverpool quite heavily of late, and Romano also said that English clubs are constantly sending scouts over to keep an eye on Bakayoko, so possibly want to watch. Left-footed right winger, and very much in the mould of players Liverpool do like, and Michael Edwards likes as well, for that matter. So yeah, interesting one. Again, one to possibly watch the space for as we move towards the summer transfer window, of course. Yeah, all done. That is your news. Richard Hughes has been confirmed as the soon-to-be Liverpool sporting director. VAR was attempted to be explained after Jeremy Doku put his studs into Alexis Mac-Allister's chest. The explanation was poor. They came to the conclusion that they were right not to award a penalty, which, as we know, is utter nonsense. Xabi Alonso, Liverpool still very much in the hunt for Xabi Alonso. Bayer Leverkusen think he's going to stay there. Bayern Munich would also like to get him. There's a lot to be decided. I think the timeline will remain some way away, given what's going on the pitch for both Liverpool and Bayer Leverkusen right now. And Johan Bakayoko, nothing concrete in the talks for him, but yeah, many clubs are scouting him, and it is likely he considers his options in the summer. Sound all done. Redmen Bite Size done. Speak to you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.